So the Holy Spirit is very important in the life of a believer. And the most important thing that we want to discuss about and pray together tonight is why we need the Holy Spirit. But why do we need the Holy Spirit? We have so many people who actually think they know why they need the Holy Spirit. And I told you yesterday that it is very important, actually very important, to have this understanding. Because if you do not, we have a lot of people who think they know the Holy Spirit, but they don't. And I told you the Holy Spirit does not work in your subconscious. He only works with the people who actually are aware. Did you hear that? The Holy Spirit works with the people who are aware. If you see people, God using them in signs and wonders, these are people who are actually aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will never work in your subconscious. He only works in your consciousness. There's a difference between the Holy Spirit and evil spirits. Evil spirits will work even if you don't know. In fact, they normally work when you don't know. They can attack your finances, attack your life, and attack everything. But the Holy Spirit works with revelation and knowledge. That's why He, the Spirit of God, reveals, makes sure you know, you become aware. You become knowing what's happening around you, because you have to know. The things of the Spirit do not work if you are not ignorant. Am I talking to somebody right here? You can't say that I didn't know Jesus Christ, okay? Nobody preached to me, so I don't deserve hell. It doesn't matter whether you knew about it or not. There is no excuse whether you heard about him or not. And unfortunately, whether people were born and died without knowing Jesus or not, there is no excuse. And that's the biggest problem we have. So God somehow, somewhere, he had to make a plan for the gospel to come to you. Am I talking to you? Because in his plan, God had you. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, I want you to see this. So when we are dealing with the Holy Spirit, when we are talking about this matter, this subject matter, it is very important, because most believers who are born by the same Spirit do not function in the elements of the same Spirit. And it is, oh my God, let me put this word. If you don't know the Holy Spirit, I told you yesterday, you end up thinking you are alone in prayer. Let me just repeat what I said last night. The Holy Spirit, when he comes to abide with you. Say amen.
Amen.
In the primary of my teaching, I will only tackle the part when he comes to be with you. But as we go in the teachings, I'm going to show you again where it's not only with you, but also in you and also on you. But we'll talk these things in details as we go. But when the Holy Ghost comes, he stays with you. When you walk with him. When you pray with him. Not to him, you actually pray with him. He helps you to pray. As you pray, he also is praying. Now, if you do not understand what I said yesterday, I told you, we pray to the Father through the Son with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit helps us. We are with him praying to the Father through the Son. We don't pray to the Son, we pray to the Father. We don't pray to the Spirit, we pray to the Father. So if you pray to Jesus, you're praying, yeah, but it is not an effective prayer, because effective prayer, you're supposed to pray to the Father and not to the Son. Am I talking to somebody right? So Jesus most times said, whatsoever you ask my Father in my name, Okay? So we ask the Father, not the Son. We don't ask the Holy Spirit. We ask the Father. The Holy Spirit, He is the one we create intimacy with. We create a relationship with. We can talk with Him. We can chat with Him. We can actually join in the Holy Ghost. Am I talking to somebody right here? Right? So the Holy Spirit, when He comes, He dwells with you. Please remember this. He is there to be with you. Say, with me. So now, the only problem we have is so many believers do not have that awareness. So when you are praying, normally you feel alone in prayer. When you are facing situations, you feel alone in those situations. I told somebody, I said, the reason why I'm not bothered with what I'm passing through, it is because I'm not passing through alone. I have the Holy Spirit, and I walk with Him, and I talk with Him. Am I speaking to somebody right here? So when you have this awareness that I am not alone, but I am with, say, the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you'll be praying, and if you're not careful, it's going to just behave like a cat or some magic or some witchcraft. Just praying without the Holy Spirit and just doing things without the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. Because you have to understand these things. You need the Holy Spirit. You need to know. I know you do know you need the Holy Spirit, but I don't know how much you know this. I don't know how much you know you need Him. I don't know how much thirsty you are for Him. I have no clue about that. But when you are thirsty for the Holy Spirit, that I need Him, because He is the one who is with you. There is no way a believer can say, I'm struggling, because you're not alone. And I want to repeat this statement. You cannot be struggling with the Holy Ghost. You can struggle in prayer. You can struggle in fasting. You can struggle in your ministry. You can struggle in your relationship with God. You can struggle in your business. Because I told you yesterday, He also helps people in their personal affairs. He is the helper. Am I talking to somebody right? The Bible said, and the Holy Spirit came upon Samson. And what happened? He defeated the Philistines. So when the Spirit came upon Samson, he was defeating. When the Spirit came upon the waters, God said, let there be light. And there was light. The Bible says, He, the Spirit, was moving upon the waters. When God saw the Spirit moving, God began to talk. And whatever He was talking, it was happening. Because the Spirit was moving upon the waters. Imagine the Spirit is moving in your life. Any word you mention, anything you say, any declaration you make. So we need to understand. So when the Holy Spirit is with you, now that He is with you, why do you need Him? Number one, you need Him because He, the Spirit of God, brings in conviction of sin. It's a conviction. Ravrakadigas. In John 16, verse 7 to 8, the scripture says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you. Verse 8. And when He has come, He will convict. So there are three worlds in the realms of the Spirit. There is a world of sin, the world of righteousness, and the world of judgment. When he comes, He shall convict the world of sin, the world of righteousness, and of judgment. Then the scripture begins to explain why of judgment. Because the God of this world is already judged. Am I talking to somebody right here? Yes. So in other words, if I have the Holy Ghost, anything that is trying to judge me cannot judge me. Because the Holy Ghost will convict anything trying to judge me that you already judged. Now let's continue reading now. In verse 9, the scripture says, of judgment, of sin, because they do not believe in me. Verse 10. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. In other words, when you have the Holy Ghost, there is an element of conviction, either to convict you of sin, or the people of sin, or anything around you. Now, just imagine this, that I'm preaching the gospel, and I do not have the Holy Spirit. There will be no conviction in the saints, or the people, or the believers, or the listeners of the message. So when I'm preaching by my ability, because I'm good in speaking, the message may be powerful and very, very nice, but there'll be no conviction. What brings in conviction in people, it is not the preacher. It is the Holy Ghost behind the preacher. I'm talking to someone right here. It is the Holy Ghost behind the preacher. So when I'm talking, they are my words, but the Holy Spirit does the convicting. So he convicts. To convict means to actually try to make you feel that, you know what, here, you need to change here. You need to change here. Oh, I'm already a believer. I do not need to be convicted. Oh, wow. The Holy Ghost will even tell you that you're not praying like you used to pray before. He will even tell you being fasting. You're not fasting like before. You're not serious. But I know you're actually going to ignore that voice. This voice comes in your inner mind, but many believers ignore it. But it is how the Holy Ghost talks. He will tell you now, you're not reading the Bible. He will tell you now that you are far away from the Father. The Father wants you close in prayer. But you may choose to ignore it. But that is what the Holy Ghost does. He brings in conviction of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Why you want to be righteous? Why you want to be like, I want to be well. I want to live righteous. It is because he is convicting that world. Am I talking to somebody right here? So number one, the Holy Ghost, when he comes, he brings in conviction. Say conviction. If you're following, raise up a hand. So I'm following prophet. Number two, the Holy Ghost, he comes as a helper who comes to teach and to remind. Say the helper. Come on, say louder. Say the helper. Who comes to teach and to remind. In John 14 verse 26, the scripture says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. In other words, when he comes, he will help you. But he will not only help you, he will teach you and he will what? Make you to remember certain things. Say the Holy Spirit. He is my helper. You know that song we sing, there is nowhere I can go. There's no place. There's nowhere I can hide. You are my helper. You know that song? The Holy Ghost helps you. Imagine this, that you are about to make a decision and you feel somehow like, I'm not going to make this decision. Can you imagine? It has nothing to do with heaven. But this is at a personal level. He even comes into that level that he can actually lower himself and begin to help you. Like, no, don't invest here. Don't do this. Don't apply in that school. Don't do this. He can actually come to that level and converse with you. He is a helper. He can teach you. I never went to university to learn how to preach and how to prophesy. You have to understand, some of us, when we are prophesying, we are in the very, 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 very few prophets in those days when we are prophesying. But guess who taught us? The Holy Spirit. He is a teacher. Am I talking to you? There is no university than the university of the Holy Ghost. We made so many blunders on pulpit. So many blunders. After making a blunder, you go home like this and you want to thank God, and the Holy Spirit will be like, hey, you're not supposed to say like that next time on the pulpit. The balancing of a human and the Spirit of God is not easy. To balance when you come on the pulpit like this, sometimes you become emotional. You just come there, you're reading a newspaper, they're attacking you, and you feel like, I want to respond now. And you come on the pulpit and respond. And you go home and the Holy Spirit says, hey, you're not supposed to answer. We made so many blunders. But the Holy Spirit, I promise you, if somebody would come and tell me, I would shout at that person, like, who do you think you are? But praise God, it's not the person who was saying, this is wrong. It was the Holy Ghost. Am I talking to somebody right here? So you would make mistakes on the pulpit. And you look at the people like this, someone you know, and is very close to you. We did all those mistakes, very close, and he's gossiping about you. And you feel like you should answer him on the pulpit through a teaching without mentioning his name. Like teaching like this. We did all those mistakes. And the Holy Spirit will be like, never again. That's why we are fathers. Because we have to teach people from making the mistakes we did. I feel like I need to answer that woman. How can you go there? Hallelujah. Let's open the Bible. There was a woman by the name Jezebel. Hallelujah. No. Don't do that. We did those mistakes when we were young, in the spirit and in the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You know, you must be very careful with the Jezebels. Shakara ba 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 ba. Jezebels. Someone said Jezebel must die. And you're targeting someone. We did all those mistakes. You know, where you, when you're on pulpit, you feel you wanna look like, what's all this type of nonsense? But the Holy Spirit now will be like, hey. So to be taught by the Holy Spirit, he is a teacher. He helps you. So if you have the Holy Spirit, he begins to teach you. Like, don't talk like this. Don't say like this. Don't, you know, think like this. So the Holy Ghost begins to teach you. He begins to teach you. And he begins to remind you. The Bible says, he, when he shall come, he shall help you and put all things into remembrance. What does that word mean? So if I am somewhere and I am in trouble and I'm scared of the trouble, guess what? The Holy Ghost can remind me a sermon. Remember that sermon you preached? You remember that sermon your father, Major One, was teaching about? Am I talking to somebody here? He keeps remembrance. He reminds you. Do you remember that scripture? Do you know what that scripture say? So he reminds you. If you do not have that, I'm telling you, you need to revisit your relationship with the Holy Ghost. Something is wrong. Because the Holy Ghost has to remind you. When you are feeling, when you are scared, when sometimes life is tough, you must be reminded, I am with you. So you must know he is a helper. But the problem is, we have got people who have the Holy Ghost, but who are also looking for help from somewhere else. Like, I have no one. I am just alone in this. What did you just say? Do you know spiritually the statement you just said, what it means? It is a very serious statement to say, I'm alone in all this. Do you know what you just said? I'm all alone. What have you just said? I'm all alone. I'm facing all these things alone. I am passing through a lot of things. I don't know what to do. You don't know what to do? What you just say? So people speak a lot of technical statements. That statement, spiritual, is very technical. You can never say you are alone in this matter. You can never say you don't know what to do, yet you have the Holy Ghost. And these are mistakes believers are doing and are saying, and they want to see results. How can you see results? You are alone in this. You don't know what to do. You are confused. How can you see results? The Bible says he who is spiritual is spiritual in all things. And he who is earthly, period. There is no in the middle. Where today you are saying, I don't know what to do, I'm confused. Tomorrow, I know what to do, I'm fasting. I am confused, I don't know what to do, I'm alone in this thing. Tomorrow, if God be with us, who can be against us? Are you crazy? He who is spiritual is spiritual. He who is earthly is earthly. Period. It's either you are spiritual or you are earthly. Am I speaking to somebody right here? So the Holy Ghost comes to help, to teach you, to remind you who you are. Am I talking to somebody here?
Oh, yes.
John 14, verse 26. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you how many things?
Everything.
Come on, say louder. How many things?
Everything.
Exactly. Not some things, not only prayer, not everything. He will teach you. And make you remember all that I have told you. Teach you everything. How do I pray? How do I fast? How do I do this? How do I run this? How do I do things? He, the Holy Ghost. So why do we need the Holy Spirit? He comes as a helper to teach and to remind you. That's number two. Number one, he convicts you. He convicts. People with the Holy Ghost have got a convicting power. Conviction, the power of conviction. If they arrive at a place, if they say, if they preach, if they teach, the Holy Ghost convicts. Now the Bible says he even convicts the world of righteousness. Why? It says, because I am going to the Father. Meaning to say, if I have the Holy Ghost and I'm praying, the Holy Ghost can even convict the Father. You didn't hear me. If I am praying, the Holy Ghost can, it says he convicts the world of righteousness because I'm going there. He can convict the Father to say, no. Look upon your son. The Father can have conviction about Major One and do something about him. So when you have the Holy Ghost, get this, if you have the Holy Ghost, understand this, you are not alone. And this is why you need to be very sensitive about the Holy Spirit. Number one, he convicts the world of sin, righteousness, judgment. He, the Holy Ghost. Number two, he comes as a helper to remind you and to teach you. How many are following? If you're following, say, following prophet. In the book of 1 John, the Bible says what? Little children, greater is he who is inside of you than he. But who is this being addressed? Little children. Because little children, these are, you may be 80 years, but in the spirit you are a little child. In other words, you have not grown. In 1 John 4 verse 4. You are of God. Who is he addressing? Little children. And have overcome them. Because he who is new is greater than he who is in the world. So who is being addressed? Little children. You may be 80 years, but in the spirit you may be a little child. Who are little children? Little children, we have to remind them who is inside of them. They forget. So when they are passing through problems, they begin to stress. So we have to remind them to say, hey, greater is he who is in you. But if you have the Holy Ghost, no one will remind you. You're just going to know, greater is he who is inside of me. No one has to remind you. Somebody shout, I can never lose. Somebody shout again, I can never be defeated. Do you know why? Because in the vocabulary of the Holy Ghost, there is no defeat. You read your whole Bible, wherever the Holy Spirit came, Jesus. Hey. So the Holy Ghost came upon him mightily. See what happened next. No one loses with the Holy Ghost. That's why I have never stopped telling you for 8 years, I will never be defeated. I will never lose. I've been telling you this, and you'll watch it and you'll see it. Never. Because we believe. Somebody said, we believe. So we have the Holy Spirit. So after me, we have the Holy Spirit. Number three, he is the source of revelation, wisdom, and the power. Say after me, source of wisdom, revelation, and power. Hallelujah. If you have the Holy Ghost, these are things which I ignore. Most people, all they're looking for is, I need a miracle. I need a house. I need a breakthrough. Listen, do you know God can open a door for you? But if you do not have wisdom, next week you'll be begging again, Father, Lord, I need a miracle. If you do not have wisdom, I promise you. So we have people who get miracles and testimonies, but they don't know what to do. Like, I'm praying for financial breakthrough. I'm praying for financial breakthrough. God gives a small money. You don't know what to do with it. And Jesus said, if you do not know what to do with it, he will take it away from you and give the people who know what to do with it. He gave that parable. Go back to John, all right? Go back to John chapter 14, verse 26 first before we go ahead. What does the scripture say?
But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
And I just want you to speak to the Holy Spirit right now. Because you see, the Holy Spirit, why I love him, is that he actually, we can chat with him. We can actually say, Holy Spirit, touch me now. Feel me. He will feel you. I need you, Holy Spirit. He can actually come. Please do not mistake that with praying to the Father or praying to the Spirit. Talking to the Holy Spirit is not praying to the Holy Ghost. I cannot go to the Holy Spirit and say, I need a house. I can't do that. I can't go to him and say, I am asking you to give me a miracle. No, but I can tell him to do something spiritual. I can tell him to walk with me because he came to help me. So the reason why angels do not appear as often as they were appearing in the Old Testament, it is because we are living in the era of the Holy Spirit. And in many cases in the Bible, the Holy Spirit was referred to as an angel. Am I talking to you? Now, when you read the book of Revelation, you will see in chapter 1, okay, when John bowed to the Lord Jesus, he was allowed to bow. When John met an angel said, no, don't worship me. For I am a servant like you. For the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. But then there's an angel in the book of Revelation. When John bowed to him, he accepted worship. Because he was the Spirit of God. The Bible says he, the Spirit, guided them. He led them in the wilderness. Yet when we read the Bible, we see that the moment the Spirit led them, I mean, the moment they were being led in the wilderness, it was a pillar of fire and a cloud. And yet the Bible says he was the Spirit. Am I talking to somebody here? Now, we'll look at these things. We're going to be dealing with the form of the Holy Ghost. What form can he take? He can take a form of a dove and sit on Jesus, but he is not a dove. He can take a form of a voice of a preacher, and you can be hearing a preacher talking, not knowing it's the Holy Ghost. He can take a form of a wind. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 6 to 8. The scripture says, however, we speak. What do we speak? Wisdom. Among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age. Oh my God. Hey, there is a wisdom not of this 21st century. We will send people marveling all the times when they encounter us, when they see the wisdom we have, they will be shocked. What manner of wisdom are these men using? We are living in the days of the Holy Ghost when we have downloaded the wisdom from above, that people will be so shocked with the manner of wisdom and the manner of operation that you're operating on. They will say, yeah, they are operating from a different set of rules. You see what the scriptures say? It says, however we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. In verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages of our glory. In verse 8, it says, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. In verse 12, let's jump to verse 12. But as now we have received, hear that? Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. There are certain things which are given to you by God. He says, we have received the spirit that we may know those things. Come on. No, I want to repeat this statement. We have received the Spirit of God that we may what? Know what? Things which are freely given to us by God. In other words, that we may have revelation of things which God has given us. Imagine you are standing like this and not even knowing God has given you diamonds. Yes, but if you have the spirit, you will be able to know things which God has given you for free. Karamandere bragadosh, rikato vahandea, radaka bahate, jakia fahatos. Then the scripture says, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit, comparing spiritual things with his spiritual. There are things which only the Holy Ghost can, not the wisdom of this world. I don't need to be in class to learn these things. Am I talking to somebody right here? Joseph went into Egypt and he was in prison. The man spent all his life serving in prison and serving as a slave since he was a child. He never went to university. But when he was given the economy to manage, the man managed the economy more than any professor who was in Egypt. Because when you have this wisdom of God, it's not a natural, it's not a normal wisdom. Listen to me, if there are people right now who are supposed to confuse the world, are us. No, I'm talking to somebody right here. If there are people right now where people must be so shocked. Do you know what the Bible says? It says, I shall pour out my spirit on all flesh. I shall pour out my spirit on all flesh. It says, your sons and your daughters shall see visions. The first thing that will happen when the Holy Ghost comes upon a person is you become a visionaire. The word vision there is not the vision of the spirit. It's not the vision which you see. Am I talking to somebody right here? No, it's not. It's not what people think, like the visions which Major One sees when he's praying. No. It is not Hazon, which is in Genesis 15 verse 1. It's not Hazar, which is in Daniel chapter 10. It's not. It is the vision of being a visionary. It is where you begin to see things like, okay, I will do this, I will do this project, I will do it in this way. When you have the Holy Ghost, the Bible says people were shocked when they were chatting with Peter. They knew he was not educated, but the Bible says they marveled because of his wisdom. When you have the Holy Ghost, these are the days when the world must be so shocked by how intelligent we are. Come on, tell your neighbor, we have wisdom. This is a period where a lot of believers will start up projects that no one ever thinks they will work, and they will work. Because we are the people of the Holy Ghost. We are not alone. We have the helper. The Bible says he teaches not the wisdom of the world. He is a source of revelation, wisdom, and power. So wisdom, revelation, and power. The Bible says they marveled of Peter. In Acts 6 verse 3, the Bible says what? Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. If you have the Holy Spirit, I promise you, you have the source of wisdom, you have the source of power and revelation. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10 to 11, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Oh my God. Yes, the deep things of God. Wait. There are 2 things the Holy Spirit searches. He searches all things, number 1. Number 2, he searches the deep things. So there are all things, and then there are deep things of God. So the Bible says, but God has revealed to us through his Spirit. In verse 11, it says, for what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. A very good example right now, I can point to someone now and tell you what God is saying about you. I can tell you right now. It's not me telling you, the Holy Ghost is talking. So when I speak to somebody, it is the Spirit talking. It's so dangerous to be called by God and just to start ministering for people, praying for people, without even knowing these things about the Holy Ghost. You need to know who the Holy Spirit is. There are so many people who desire the gifts of the Spirit, but they do not want to create a relationship with him. They just want this fancy, the move of God and the power and things happening, but they have not created a relationship with the Holy Ghost. People want to see testimonies, miracles happening in their lives, in their family. You need to understand this. It is more important to have the relationship with the Holy Spirit. He is the source of wisdom, the source of power and revelation. Where the Holy Ghost is, there's power. Where the Holy Ghost is, there's revelation. Some of your problems, all you need is revelation. So when you get the Holy Ghost, when you have the Holy Spirit, it's so impossible to be defeated. It's so impossible to be confused. It's so impossible to get lost. It's so impossible to be found in a place where you're actually desperate. When you have the Holy Ghost, you have a solution. You have a helper. You have a teacher. You have an advocate. There is no way. So we have believers who are living 2 double lives. The Bible says either you are hot or you are cold, you can't be lukewarm. Because if you are lukewarm, the Father can vomit you out. it is very important to understand you have the Holy Spirit. You must stand your ground. The Bible says, those who shall stand their ground, they shall overcome. It's a time when you must stand your ground, no matter the situation, the challenge you are facing. You are not alone. And this must be in your spirit and your understanding. I'm not alone. I have the Holy Spirit. I have the Helper. He is here to convict the world of sin, of judgment, of righteousness. Whosoever wants to condemn me, whosoever wants to judge me, I have the Holy Ghost. He's going to judge them, because he came to convict the world of judgment, to inform them that I cannot be judged. Am I talking to somebody right here? The Bible says he who is spiritual cannot be judged by anyone, but he can judge all things. Am I talking to somebody right here? I have the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I have the Holy Ghost. Let's go to number four. He is a seal in the lives of believers. Do you know what a seal is? Just come over here. Now, you hear people saying, you know, I don't know if you've heard different teachings and preachings where they say, and then there will be a 666, a seal. Do you understand that? A 666 seal. Of course, it will not happen to some of us, because it will be that time would have gone on rapture. It will happen to the people who remain. If you not be raptured, for you to pray, it will be very difficult for you. That's where rapture will come. Rapture will come to protect us from tribulations. So Jesus will take his people out. You can't have two bosses. Jesus will remove his people, so that now it will be the time for the Antichrist. The presence of evil is the absence of good. The reason why one is evil is because there is no good in him. So why the Antichrist will come is because rapture has happened. And simply rapture is the going back of the Holy Spirit. So if he is in me and he's going back to heaven, he will carry me along. So there'll be no Holy Spirit on earth. There'll be no Jesus on earth. So those who remain, if they still want to pray, the things they'll go through. My friend, if you're not going to go on rapture, the first rapture, if you're not going to be taken. So the first rapture is for those, for me and you. So those who remain, they'll be now given the mark of the beast. Remember? The mark of a beast. Now, so I hear believers talking about it a lot, like the mark, and they're so obsessed with it. But the Bible speaks of our own mark. Our own mark. There are two marks in the Bible. There is a mark of a believer and a mark of those who stay after rapture. So why are we talking about 666? I don't talk about it. I talk about the mark of a believer. Do you know what this mark is? So if this man is standing there, the Holy Ghost puts a mark on his forehead, that you may not see it where you are, but in the realms of the spirit. If you meet a witch or a wizard or anyone who's so spiritual, who sees in the spirit, they see a mark on you. Now, as you're still standing there, let's read the scripture. Because we have people who are obsessed with the 666. Ephesians 1 verse 13. In him, you also trusted. After you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed. With what? Come on. You were what? Do you know what is a seal? If it's a stamp. Now imagine you are stamped with the Holy Ghost. And why should we be talking about 666? We have the stamp of the Holy Ghost. We have a mark of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I'm marked. Sit down. We have a mark of the Holy Ghost. We are marked. So when you hear people talk about, oh, do you have you ever heard about 666? Although I even wonder, like, oh, how can I have two marks? How can I have the mark of the Holy Ghost and the mark of a beast? I belong to Christ. We that belong to Christ, we have one mark of the Holy Spirit. Those who shall stay are the ones who now that can affect them. So I have the Holy Spirit. Say louder and clear. I have the Holy Spirit. He is a seal. A seal. The Holy Ghost is a seal in the life of a believer. So when I am standing here, when I'm praying, can you imagine you are in a car, and a car is about to be involved in a crash, in a car accident, and everybody's praying, and they have no seal, and only you have a seal. What separates people is the seal. Why are we supposed to be sealed? What separates people is a seal. So if you are aware, it is a deliberate knowledge. You must always be knowing, I have the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is a seal. Say seal. What makes the Holy Ghost work so much, and what makes people get separated, like this one, oh, God uses him so much, and this one not, it is the Holy Spirit. The knowledge they have, the boldness. Can you imagine you see a man who is not walking? Then Peter comes and says, what I give you in the name of Jesus, rise up. And not because Peter is anointed to do that. No one is anointed to do that. But Peter believes. The confidence he has. The confidence is of the Holy Ghost. So when you have the Holy Ghost, you receive a seal. Read again Ephesians 1. Come on, everybody else, I want us to read together this scripture. And I hope you're understanding now that you have the seal of the Holy Ghost. Come on, read. One, two, go read.
In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
You were sealed.
Say with sealed. The Holy Spirit.
I can see a lot of people here will begin to walk with the Holy Ghost like never before. He will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He, the Holy Spirit. He is going to become a source of revelation, wisdom, and power. He, the Holy Ghost. He, the Holy Ghost in your life. Not only will he do that, but he will also help you and teach you and remind you all things. And he will become the seal. A seal on you.